Robinhood's event contracts. Hit 156 Bitcoiners in Q2, a 10x jump. Robinhood reported record quarterly revenue of $131 billion for the second quarter of 2026, and the standout figure was not equities or crypto. Event contracts, the prediction market product the company rolled out to retail users, generated $156 million, roughly 12% of total revenue, and about 10 times what the same line produced a year earlier, according to Crypto Potato. That growth rate is the story. A product line that barely moved the needle in 2025 is now one of Robinhood's fastest-growing revenue engines, sitting alongside its established equities, options, and crypto businesses. A new line item earns its place. For context, $156 million out of $1.31 billion works out to just under 12% of the quarter's revenue. A year ago, the same category was a rounding error. Reaching a tenth of company revenue inside four quarters puts event contracts on a different footing than a typical experimental feature. The mechanics behind the jump are straightforward. Event contracts let users take yes or no positions on outcomes, and Robinhood collects a fee on the volume that flows through. When trading activity in that category multiplies, the fee revenue multiplies with it. The 10x figure describes demand, not a pricing change. It also reshapes how Robinhood's revenue mix reads. The company has spent years positioned as a commission-free equities and crypto broker that monetizes order flow and margin. Event contracts add a distinct fee stream that does not depend on the same drivers as stock or token trading, which is part of why the line grew even as other segments moved at their own pace. The regulatory question does not go away. Rapid growth in this category comes with an open regulatory debate. Event contracts sit in contested territory in the United States, where the Commodity Futures Trading Commission oversees them as derivatives, while critics argue that some outcome-based contracts function as gambling. That tension has followed the product across multiple operators, and a revenue line this size raises the stakes on how the U.S. ultimately classifies and supervises it. For Robinhood specifically, the risk is concentration. When a fast-growing segment reaches double-digit percentage of revenue, any adverse ruling, product restriction, or state-level challenge lands harder than it would have a year ago. The upside and the exposure scale together. None of the disclosed figures resolve that question. What they establish is that the product is now material enough that regulators, competitors, and shareholders all have a reason to watch the next few quarters closely. The broader fintech read Robinhood is not alone in leaning on newer product lines to lift results. The same quarter's reporting season showed other retail-facing platforms trying to prove that crypto and adjacent products can carry weight on the income statement. SoFi, for instance, disclosed that its 388,000 crypto products generated just $1.2 million in Q2, a reminder that scale in accounts does not automatically translate into revenue. Robinhood's event contract number sits at the opposite end of that spectrum, a smaller-sounding product category delivering an outsized share of the top line. Robinhood's own crypto business remains part of the picture rather than the headline this quarter. The company already posted record $1.3 billion Q2 revenue on a broad trading surge, and the event contracts breakdown is the granular view of where a meaningful slice of that surge came from. For anyone tracking how retail platforms diversify beyond trading commissions, the takeaway is concrete. A product does not need to dominate account counts to dominate growth. Robinhood found a fee stream that multiplied 10 times in a year and now funds nearly an eighth of its revenue. And it did so while the crypto market itself traded in a narrow band, with Bitcoin at roughly $63,545, up 1.3% over 24 hours, and a fear and greed reading of 35 as of August 2nd, 2026.